From the St. Louis Public Radio Newsroom, this is The Gateway. It's Friday, August 23rd. I'm Abby Larico. A judge approved a deal that would have spared a St. Louis man from execution and instead kept him in prison for life. But that deal is now off the table, angering those who want to keep Marcellus Williams alive.
You have a good prosecutor there in Wesley Bell with the St. Louis County who brought this case because he knows, like we know, that Khalifa Marcellus Williams is innocent.
Details in the twists in the case coming up on The Gateway. Two high-ranking GOP officials are at odds over a set of regulations aimed at keeping hemp-based THC products off the shelves at certain Missouri businesses. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more on what prompted Secretary of State Jay Ashcroft to reject Governor Mike Parson's proposals.
Parson's administration sent emergency rules to Ashcroft's office, curtailing hemp-derived THC edibles and beverages from being sold at places with liquor licenses. Ashcroft rejected those rules because he says Parson's office didn't prove that they were an emergency. Ashcroft says his rejection has nothing to do with politics or his opinions about the products, which are sold outside of the state-regulated cannabis dispensary system.
We don't have a dictatorship. We have a process that has to be followed.
Ashcroft says if Parson's rules go through the normal process, they should be in effect sometime next year after a public comment period. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.
A new lawsuit is seeking to keep a proposed constitutional amendment legalizing sports betting off the Missouri ballot this November. The Missouri Independent reports two Missouri residents filed the suit in Cole County Circuit Court this week. It argues that the Secretary of State's office used unconstitutional methodology to certify the petition on sports wagering, collected enough signatures to go to voters. Proposed initiative petitions must receive signatures from 8% of voters in six of the state's eight congressional districts to get on the ballot. The lawsuit argues that the Secretary of State's office tallied signatures based on old district lines and that the petition would have fallen short if the count was based on the current district map. It also argues some of the signatures were not valid. The Secretary of State's office hasn't commented on the lawsuit. Bill DeWitt III, president of the St. Louis Cardinals, calls it meritless. The ballot language on sports betting projects its tax revenue would bring in nearly $29 million a year in Missouri. The St. Louis-based startup Impossible Sensing has begun field tests on a prototype soil sensor for farmers. St. Louis Public Radio's Eric Schmid reports the sensor uses a high-powered laser to determine the elements and molecules present in the soil.
A half dozen engineers and plant scientists walk through a pumpkin patch before one digs a small hole and another places an instrument that kind of resembles a jackhammer into that hole. Those clicks come from a laser that reveals the levels of nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium, and other soil nutrients in real time. Calden Carroll leads the efforts to commercialize this technology.
The big thing there is going to be getting to a point where this is both performance and cost competitive, because right now, I mean, we're literally shooting high-powered lasers at the ground and measuring a plasma that is being formed, right? That instrument right now is expensive.
Carroll says the next step is to have a handheld prototype device that could hook onto the back of a planter for more tests next spring. In Wright City, I'm Eric Schmidt, St. Louis Public Radio.
The annual Festival of Nations draws visitors who want to sample cultures from around the world. Food, music, assorted merchandise. As St. Louis Public Radio's Jeremy Goodwin reports, this weekend's event at Tower Grove Park will have a new showcase of international influence, fashion.
A first-of-its-kind fashion show will show off the original work of five St. Louis-based designers with international ties. It'll happen once on Saturday and again Sunday, and include designers who are originally from Brazil, Ghana, and Iran. Brandon Vaughn is a University City native whose design work is influenced by Japanese fashion. He's producing the show.
This is a really historical moment for the St. Louis fashion scene because it's very rare that you find all these cultures on one runway celebrating the different nations.
The show will include contemporary designs and clothing that reflects the traditional fashion of other countries. The International Institute produces the Festival of Nations, which draws about 100,000 people every year. I'm Jeremy Goodwin, St. Louis Public Radio.
On Wednesday afternoon, supporters of Marcellus Williams were relieved. A deal reached with prosecutors meant he would not be executed for a 1998 murder they believe he did not commit. But the deal fell apart in less than 24 hours. That means Williams could be executed on September 24th. St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman and Jonathan All lay out the legal twists and turns in the case.
Rachel, remind us the origins of this deal.
Williams was convicted of a 1998 murder based largely on the testimony of a former girlfriend and a jailhouse informant. There was never any forensic evidence that connected him to this crime, things like fingernails, hair, DNA, although he did have possession of some of the victim's belongings. Williams and his supporters have always maintained his innocence. And back in January, St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell used a 2021 state law to file a motion to vacate, basically saying, I no longer have faith in this conviction and I want to throw it out. The bulk of that hinged on DNA testing of the knife that had been used as the murder weapon. Basically, Bell argued this excludes Marcellus Williams as the murderer. But it turns out that that knife had been contaminated. It had been mishandled by the previous prosecutor's office and could no longer exclude Williams as the suspect. That came out in a court hearing on Wednesday, and that is what prompted the negotiations on this deal to begin. The terms of the deal were Marcellus Williams would plead no contest to that murder and instead be resentenced to life rather than to death.
So what led to everybody agreeing on this, but then it being reversed?
Attorney General Andrew Bailey objected to this deal in court. The law that governs the motion to vacate gives him the right to come in and question witnesses and make objections in court in the same way that the state would in a normal criminal case. Bailey then filed a request with the Supreme Court of Missouri asking them to halt the deal. The Supreme Court of Missouri agreed to do so and gave the judge in the case, Bruce Hilton, two options. He could either throw out the deal and proceed with the evidentiary hearing in the motion to vacate, which was what had originally been scheduled for Wednesday, or he could argue why he had had the authority to accept the deal. Bruce Hilton took option two. He withdrew the deal and rescheduled the evidentiary hearing. That's now set for August 28th.
So how's everyone reacting to this deal being in place and then being pulled back?
Bailey called the pullback of the deal a victory for the rule of law. He had argued that you cannot call something a consent decree if all of the parties in the case do not agree to the deal. And in this case, he did not accept the deal. He wanted the case to continue to go forward so that he could prove what he believes is Williams's guilt. But Nimrod Chappell, who is the president of the Missouri NAACP, says Bailey is improperly inserting himself into local government.
You have a good prosecutor there in Wesley Bell with the St. Louis County who brought this case because he knows, like we know, that Khalifa Marcellus Williams is innocent. He's the person that's elected to represent that community.
And Tricia Bushnell, who's the executive director of the Midwest Innocence Project and an attorney for Williams, also agrees that Bailey's actions contradict the will of a duly elected prosecutor, Wesley Bell, and the victim's family, who want closure and oppose Williams's execution.
Does Wesley Bell no longer think that the conviction is not valid because of that change in DNA evidence?
Attorneys for his office acknowledged in court that there had been mistakes in the handling of the knife by the prior office, and that could undermine confidence in the conviction of Marcellus Williams.
So what happens next, then?
At the hearing on August 28th, attorneys for Williams, Bell, and Bailey will present their evidence. Judge Hilton has until September 13th to issue his findings. Vacating a conviction requires, quote, clear and convincing evidence that a defendant is innocent or that there is a constitutional error undermining faith in the judgment. Williams is set to be executed September 24th.
That was St. Louis Public Radio's Rachel Lippman speaking with Jonathan All. The Gateway is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, a listener-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis. Music by Ryan McNeely of Adult Fur. I'm Abby Larico, and from the St. Louis Public Radio newsroom, this has been The Gateway.